USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI is now involved. The feds are using voter fraud information collected by the Amistad Project.
What our data show is what we call the blood in the street. It's after the crime is committed, and what evidence is there to show that a crime has been committed?
The project's director, Philip Klein, on Newsmax TV.
And we've come up with tens of thousands of Republican ballots that were not counted. We've come up with hundreds of thousands of Republicans who say they never requested a ballot, but they voted absentee by somebody else.
Philip Klein is the former Attorney General of the state of Kansas. Hypocritical politicians. Los Angeles Supervisor Sheila Kuhl voted to ban all outdoor dining last Tuesday. She referred to outdoor dining as a most dangerous situation. Then hours after her vote, Kuhl got caught visiting a restaurant in Santa Monica and dined outdoors. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
You can get the best night's sleep of your life at the best savings you'll ever find. The MyPillow Premium Pillow is on sale right now. A standard or queen premium MyPillow, $29.98. King size, only $5 more. That's a $40 savings. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Also, great savings on all the MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The FDA is meeting December 10th to examine Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. The president says that's not soon enough. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
President Trump is urging the FDA to act quickly on Moderna's application for an emergency use authorization for its coronavirus vaccine. The president making those comments on Twitter. Now, as far as when the coronavirus vaccine will be distributed after it is approved by the FDA, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells ABC's Good Morning America.
It'll ship within 24 hours after FDA approval, and then really it's going to be up to our nursing homes, our hospitals, our pharmacies to get that dispensed. So it really could be within days of FDA approval, we'll start seeing vaccines in people's arms, which is frankly incredible. Think about this. 10 months into this pandemic hitting our shores, thanks to what President Trump has done here, we believe we're going to have people getting vaccinated, millions of people, before Christmas this year. It's just unheard of in the history of public health.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Somewhat of a mediocre game, the Seattle Seahawks beat the Philadelphia Eagles 23-17 in last night's Monday Night Football game. After the loss, head coach Doug Peterson tells us where the team needs to go from here.
We've battled with a lot of injury, a lot of different moving parts up front with the offensive line, guys in and out. You know, it's just we haven't had the consistency and the continuity that you would like week in and week out. That you look at offenses around the league that have stayed together and have stayed healthy, there's continuity and there's consistency there, and we just haven't had that this season. And it's something that we don't make excuses for it. It's where we are, and we have to get better.
Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz is all ears when it comes to turning things around.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when we're stagnant like that as an offense, you know, I'm all ears. You know, whatever coach is confident in, however we can, you know, get some momentum or pick up a first down in that case early in the game. So, obviously it's a tricky thing to navigate, but I think, you know, if it's going to provide us the spark that we need, hopefully going forward it can in those situations. But, yeah, I mean, obviously we just didn't do enough all around tonight. I said it last week, you know, this is what you sign up for. And as a quarterback, ever since you're a kid, you know, you're prepared for any of those. Nothing's ever guaranteed. And so for me, I don't think about that, though. I just try and go out and be the best player I can be in practice, prepare my tail off, compete my tail off. I don't think about those things. I'm going to give it everything I got every time I step on the field.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.